today's people, today's music, for today's Johannesburg. Welcome to Radio Today.
Well, good morning and welcome to Morning Devotions with Rosebank Union Church. I've been with you a little while ago last year, but my name is Gerard Venter. I'm the pastor of discipleship and training at Rosebank Union Church, and I'm going to be with you throughout the month of February. And for the next 4 weeks, I want to share with you some thoughts around the church. You may have wondered about the purpose of the church, or maybe you've asked yourself, what is the church about? What is the church there for? Well, I'm going to look at a few different answers to that particular question. As we start this day, I would like for us to listen to Michael W. Smith's Prepare Ye the Way, or Prepare Ye the Way for the Lord, or of the Lord, from his album, A New Hallelujah.
I will sing your praise. I will bow down toward your holy temple and will praise your name for your love and your faithfulness.
Prepare ye the way. Prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Now, before we get into many of the discussions around the church and why the church is there, the first thing that I want to remind us of is that the church is there to serve God. It's ultimately to worship God. In fact, the word service and the word worship are sort of similar in their understanding. To serve God is to worship God. And there are many different ways in which we worship God. One of the ways in which we worship God, and one reason why the church exists, is to serve God by serving its community. This is true when you look at the Bible from the earliest days, right from the Old Testament into the New Testament. The church is there, or the community of God is there, to serve the community outside of the church. And in this way, the early church followed in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. When he came to this world, he came to serve the community. He came to serve people. He came to serve people like us who are in need. This is clearly seen when we look at passages such as Acts chapter 4, where it says, all the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them all. There were no needy persons among them, for from time to time those who owned lands or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it to the apostles' feet, at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone as he had need. Those are verses 32 to 35 of Acts chapter 4. In James chapter 1, verse 27, James says, "Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world." In 1 Timothy 5, Paul is writing to a younger man, Timothy, and he reminds him in chapter 5 about the widows in their community. And he says in verse 3, "Give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need." So clearly, from these passages and many, many others, one of the purposes of the church is to serve its community. Now, Rosebank Union Church has a wonderful ministry of reaching out to the local community. It's called Rays of Hope, which is our social arm or social ministry. And one of the aspects of this ministry is called Rose Act. It's a ministry headed up by Louise Cameron. And today I've invited Louise to come and share with me and tell us more about what they are actually doing and what Rosebank Union is doing in the area of reaching out to the community. In fact, it's only one of the aspects of reaching out into the community. Welcome, Louise. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks. Thanks for inviting me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Just a brief view of your background, Louise.
Okay. You'll probably hear as we talk that I've got an Australian accent.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Don't hold that against me. I've been here 8 years. I was actually teaching in Tanzania and came here for a back operation. Felt God telling me to stay here and to work with people in need.
Now, Louise, you've been working with the Rosebank Union Church and more particularly with Rose Act for a while. Just tell us what is Rose Act all about?
Rose Act is a Saturday school to help children with extra lessons, especially the ones that are weak, but also bright ones that want to get better marks. It started 20 years ago, in fact it's our anniversary this year, mm-hmm. by young people from Rosebank Union Church, and it's continued, it's grown, and I've been working with it now for seven years.
It's a long time. Now, where do you actually operate? Where do you have these classes?
We have them in Alexandra, and at the moment all the children that we get come from Alex schools.
And they come from local Alex schools, actually. And have some of them been recommended to you by the schools or some of the teachers who may see some needs?
There are. We do have a fair bit of contact with the schools, and they often do suggest that the kids come to a Saturday school. But most of it is by word of mouth from kids who like the school and say to their friends, "No, come on, we have a great time on a Saturday."
And how many children do you have coming to the Saturday school?
We've got 300 at the moment.
Wow.
Yeah, and the classes are quite full. But the kids are very keen. It's amazing the kids will come on a Saturday to learn extra things.
And those extra things, what do you focus on? Are there many different subjects that you cover?
There are now only four. We did have a few before this, but now we just have English and maths and life skills and computer. And we've pretty well follow the school curriculum. Except that because we only teach their subject 1 hour every Saturday, then we have to, just take the things that the kids are really needing to learn.
Okay. And do you focus on a particular age group? Is it primary school, high school, or?
It's a mix. We start in grade 5. And really, I mean, we could start a lot younger if we had different facilities. But we start in grade 5 and we go all the way to matric.
Okay. And do you have any success stories over the last 20 years or even more recently that you can tell us about?
I think one of the best success stories is that children, by word of mouth, tell other children that they're not made to come, they want to come. And then another one is that a lot of those students that come are now on my staff. Now, everything is voluntary, of course, but those staff went through 6 years of Rose Act with me, and then they've come back now, and they're the people who now tutor, they're the people who now help me on a Saturday with all the administration. Wow. So that's brilliant. And then, of course, last year, I mean, the matric results were amazing. So our matrics, 92% of our matrics passed, and 11 of those got university exemptions. Wow. So we were over the moon by that, yeah.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And do you have any of your matrics actually going further to graduate studies or university studies?
Yeah, quite a lot. We probably have at least half of them.
Wow. Louise, You're using volunteers to do the teaching. Where do they all come from?
We're very fortunate in that our church, Rosebank Union, is very large. So we have half the tutors that come from the church, and then the rest come from word of mouth of the tutors. So they are then working in a corporate or in a bank or whatever, and then they say to their friends, I'm doing this on a Saturday, and it's really cool, and I like it. And really, the volunteers get so much out of it themselves. The kids are wonderful, and they treat them like they're something special. So, you know, they really enjoy the volunteering.
And how many tutors do you use on an annual basis? How many do you need for this year, for example?
Well, we work. The tutors work in pairs for each class. So ideally, we'd like 120 tutors. At the moment, we're on about 90, slightly less than 90. So we really do need more tutors if we can get them.
Okay. And a tutor, does he or she come in every single Saturday and for the whole Saturday?
No, no, no. They only teach one subject, and that's for 1 hour. But, of course, there's preparation beforehand and marking and that sort of thing, like a normal teacher. But, of course, they're not teachers. Most of them are not teachers. Okay. They are just people who like their subject and know what they're talking about, of course. I checked that out. And they like children.
And do you think that any of our listeners here could be in touch with you and offer their services and volunteer their services?
Oh, that'd be brilliant. I mean, we don't need teachers. Anybody that really is passionate about children, and especially children that are disadvantaged, you know, kids that there's 50 in a class in Alexandra schools. Mm. They don't have the opportunities to study nicely at home. You know, they're five or six in a room. So they didn't have the opportunities that we had. Mm. So, yeah, I would love as many people as possible that could come and help. And I'm even talking to ex-teachers, retired teachers. Teachers that are working part-time would also be fantastic. Anybody that's passionate about education.
And young and old, I mean, you're also using some young adults, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We don't start below 20, really, although I've got one young girl now who got 8 distinctions in her matric and is passionate about teaching. She's the most amazing girl. So I've used her straight away because she's done a lot of work with youth in the past. Mm, but wonderful. We've got 60-year-olds, we've got, you know, the whole range, really.
Yes. And how can people be in touch with you, Louise?
It'd be great if you could ring the church on 011-784-6214, or you can email me, and that would be great too, and it's Louise, L-O-U-I-S-E, at R-U-C, which is Rosebank Union Church, .org.za.
Well, Louise, thank you. Thank you for coming in and joining me today and talking to our listeners about the wonderful things that you are doing. And may the Lord bless you as you go. And may He use this opportunity not only to help children and the pupils and people in those places that where you go with education, but ultimately through that, that they may see that the church is active in their life. In fact, that God is active in their lives. And that may draw them closer to you. So may the Lord bless you. Let me just remind you of the contact details. Rosebank Union Church office telephone number is 011-784-6214. And you can also visit our website, www.rosebankunion.org. And some of the details will be available on our website and also how you can volunteer for that. And if you want to be in touch with Louise, then her email address is louise@ruc.org.za. Let us pray together as we conclude. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you that you have come into this world through Jesus Christ and established the church, your community, to reach out to the community around us. Help us and bless us as we do. And bless us during this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us with the morning devotions with Rosebank Union Church today. And as we conclude, we'll listen to another song from the same album by Michael W. Smith. In fact, it's a title song off that album, A New Hallelujah.
New song breaking out from the children of freedom.
every race and every nation, sing it out, sing a new hallelujah, yeah. Let us sing love to the nations.